Two of the most consequential election races in India involve the man who represents the country's most prominent political dynasty, Rahul Gandhi. He's trying to wrest power from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and PR's Dia Hadid reports from the southern state of Kerala.
Shirtless drummers draw eyeballs to a rally for Rahul Gandhi. Supporters chant his name. Rahul Gandhi belongs to the Indian Congress Party, long dominated by his family. His great-grandfather, Jawaharlal Nehru, was India's first prime minister. His grandmother, Indira Gandhi, also served as prime minister. So did his uncle. So did his father, Rajiv. His mother, a legislator. On a recent date, Rahul's sister campaigned for her brother. He's running for a district called Wayanad. It's in the jungle highlands of the southern state of Kerala. Rahul's sister tells a crowd, "You've become his family."
He has made you his family.
Adoration like this can be harder to find elsewhere. The fortunes of the Gandhis and the Congress Party have waned over the past decade as the Hindu nationalist BJP expanded its base, led by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In the last elections, Rahul Gandhi even lost his seat to a BJP candidate. But in India, candidates can run for two seats simultaneously, and Rahul Gandhi won the seat of Wayanad in Kerala. Now he's vying for re-election. He's up against a woman who'd like you to know she doesn't come from political royalty, like Rahul Gandhi.
My father was an agricultural worker and my mother was a daily worker.
Annie Raja has humble roots, but she's a senior member of the Communist Party. Here in Kerala, the main rivalry has long been between the Congress Party and the Communists. The Hindu nationalist BJP is a marginal player here. But Raja tells me if Rahul Gandhi wants to prove he can be a national leader, he has to win against a BJP candidate, not her, a communist.
Contesting against the left shows the political bankruptcy of Congress Party as well as Rahul.
Days after I spoke to Annie Raja,
all the speculation is over. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will fight from a second seat.
Rahul Gandhi's people announced he'd run for a second seat in northern India, a stronghold now of the BJP. But the seat he chose to contest has long been held by his family, most recently by his mother. Still, it would show Indians that Rahul Gandhi can win in the BJP heartland.
The feeling in the party seemed to be that Rahul Gandhi planting a flag would be big.
Prem Panicker is a veteran journalist, and he says Rahul Gandhi needs to show he's got a fight in him. Because for years, Gandhi left the impression that he was a guy who wanted nothing more than to
chill at home, smoke a joint, watch some Netflix.
Panicker says Rahul Gandhi always seemed ambivalent about inheriting this powerful, dynastic political job. It could be because the dynasty he was born into was laced with trauma. His grandmother was assassinated in 1984. Years later, his father was killed by a suicide bomber. But about 2 years ago, something changed. Panicker says it seems Rahul Gandhi realized he had to lead to save the Congress Party and the idea of India as a secular state against the might of the rival BJP, which seeks Hindu supremacy. Rahul Gandhi walked across India from tropical jungles to snowy Himalayan peaks. He talked about the India he believed in. It worked to a point. Thousands turned up to see him speak and walk with him.
The ground troops realized that they could match the BJP stride for stride. They were capable of pulling something off. They hadn't lost it.
Now Rahul Gandhi's Congress Party appears to be doing better than expected in these elections. But analysts say Modi's BJP is still slated to win. But could Gandhi at least win the two seats he's contesting? Can he show Indians that he's a leader in waiting? Back in Wayanad, in the jungles of the southern state of Kerala, it's not the soaring questions of state that will help Gandhi win, but if he can convince voters that he can solve their most pressing problem, tigers and elephants killing farmers. Like in the village of Murakoli. Farmer Naresh Mullakapuladam Moraledaran walks us down a path. He says here, A tiger mauled and killed his friend while he was in the field.
It's on the spot.
The farmer tells us he's going to vote for the person who can help them. He says that's the Communist Party candidate, Annie Raja. He says, as for this village, it's neck and neck, Communists versus Congress, Annie Raja versus Rahul Gandhi. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mudakolli, Wayanad Electorate.